Nolte, NBC creates decoy disinformation story to protect Hunter and Joe Biden. By John Nolte on October 30, 2020. Less than a week before Election Day, far-left NBC News created a decoy story to make it seem as though the increasingly credible scandal involving Joe and Hunter Biden has been debunked as a fake document. As everyone now knows, the national political media are engaged in an active cover-up to protect Joe Biden from the exploding scandal surrounding his involvement in the shady business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden. The allegations against Biden are beyond credible and involve confirmed documents, two first-hand, on-the-record whistleblowers, and no denials from Joe or Hunter Biden. What's more, there is an active FBI investigation into Hunter's business dealings, including money laundering. Nevertheless, the media are so partisan and dishonest. They are not only ignoring a scandal that will certainly swamp a potential Biden administration. They are outright lying with the claim the scandal is all a hoax based on Russian disinformation. And now, NBC News is deliberately looking to muddy the waters with a decoy story. A story based on something entirely different and meaningless. A story no one has even heard of, and it has been dressed up to look like a debunking of the scandal involving Hunter Biden's laptop and the open FBI investigation of him. The headline, "Sorry, I don't link fake news," is "How a Fake Persona Laid the Groundwork for a Hunter Biden Conspiracy Deluge." The subhead is a 64-page document that was later disseminated by close associates of President Donald Trump appears to be the work of a fake intelligence firm. And this story has absolutely nothing to do with the credible allegations currently swirling around Joe and Hunter Biden. But as you can see, it has been positioned, angled, and headlined as a decoy to fool NBC News consumers into believing the allegations are all fake and have now been debunked. What's more, no one I know has ever even heard of this 64-page composition that was later disseminated by close associates of President Donald Trump, and appears to be the work of a fake intelligence firm called Typhoon Investigations, according to researchers and public documents. I sure as hell have never heard of it. Breitbart News didn't cover it, and way down deep in the story, NBC is forced to admit that a few obscure blog posts about the document were only shared 5,000 times across Facebook and Twitter, which is nothing. So you can see what NBC News is doing here. Debunking a story that has nothing to do with the credible corruption allegations against Joe and Hunter Biden and dressing it up to look like it's game over with that laptop full of incriminating emails and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski. The story even opens in a way meant to conflate the two. 1 month before a purported leak of files from Hunter Biden's laptop, a fake intelligence document about him went viral on the right-wing internet, asserting an elaborate conspiracy theory involving former Vice President Joe Biden's son and business in China. The document, a 64-page composition that was later disseminated by close associates of President Donald Trump, appears to be the work of a fake intelligence firm called Typhoon Investigations, according to researchers and public documents. Later, the story again deliberately conflates the two. The document and its spread have become part of a wider effort to smear Hunter Biden and weaken Joe Biden's presidential campaign, NBC writes. An unverified leak of documents, including salacious pictures from what President Donald Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani and a Delaware Apple repair store owner claimed to be Hunter Biden's hard drive, were published in the New York Post. If that isn't outrageously desperate and dishonest enough for you, the NBC News story does not even debunk the story it is claiming to debunk. It throws around a lot of chaff, but the only real claim here is that Typhoon Investigations, the firm that put the document together, is a fake intelligence firm and, lol, uses anonymous sourcing. One of the document's authors stands by his work and is challenging anyone, including NBC, to present him with any facts he got wrong. To hear journalists, who use anonymous sources all the time, act morally superior is disgusting, he tweeted Thursday. Second, no one has written about the contents of the paper or found factual fault with anything in the report. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.